Welcome in. Today we're doing a super classic jungle move in a very Ableton Live 12 way. Polishing a dub siren so it's not just a random effect, it's part of the groove. Think dark warehouse energy, call and response with a break, little punctuation marks after fills, and those tasty delay throws that make a transition feel big without cluttering the mix. This is beginner friendly, all stock devices, and by the end you'll have a dub siren rack with macros so you can perform it like hardware. First, set the context, because this is where most people go wrong. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 165 to 172. I'll sit at 170. Drop in a simple break loop, amen or anything with that classic swing, and put in a basic bass, even if it's a placeholder. The reason is simple. Sirens feel amazing when you solo them, and completely annoying when the full track is playing. In jungle, the siren has to respect the break and the sub. Quick coaching move before you touch any sound design. Pull the siren track fader down early, like, way down. Your goal is that even your loudest delay throw only peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS on that track meter. This safe headroom makes it way easier to judge groove and tone, without constantly fighting levels. Alright, create a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. We're going for fast and classic. Start with a simple algorithm, basically just oscillator A. No FM magic yet. For oscillator A, choose a sine for clean classic, or a saw if you want it more aggressive. Keep coarse and fine at zero to start. Now the amp envelope. Give it a tiny attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. That gives you a siren hit that feels playable, not like a stuck note. Now, the MIDI. Treat the siren like percussion. I want you to think extra drum, not lead synth. Put a few short stabs on offbeats. For a jungle vibe, try hits around 2 and 3 and 4 and in a bar, and leave space around the main snare hits, which usually land on 2 and 4. If the siren steps on the snare, it will instantly feel amateur, even if the sound is cool. Next, we make it actually behave like a siren. Pitch movement plus wobble. First, pitch envelope inside operator. Turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount around plus 12 semitones to start. You can push it to plus 24 later if you want more drama. Set decay somewhere between 300 and 900 milliseconds. Longer decay equals more of that woo-woo whoop. Keep attack near zero, maybe up to 30 milliseconds if it feels too sappy. Now the cyclic wobble. After operator, add the LFO device. Map it to operator's global pitch, or fine tuning. Use a sine wave. Set the rate to a synced value, like 1/4 or 1/8. Start with subtle depth, 5 to 25 cents if you want it barely moving, or up to about a semitone or two if you want it obvious. Here's the teacher note. Jungle sirens often feel performed, so don't rely on the LFO to do all the work. Keep the wobble kind of supportive, and make the big moments with your manual sweep and your throws. Now we shape the tone like a real dub siren. Filter plus resonance. Add auto filter after the LFO. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Put the frequency somewhere around 600 to 2000 Hz to start. Bring resonance up, like 20 to 40%. Add a touch of drive, 2 to 6 dB, to give it bite. The goal is dark and resonant, not fizzy. If it's super bright, it fights your hats and the top of the break. And if it's super wide and bright, it smears the groove. We're going to do mono first, wit later. Now the secret sauce. Dub space. Add echo after auto filter. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/4 for straightforward, or try 3/16 for that skippy jungle bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter of the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep modulation low so it stays tight. Add a little built-in reverb, 5 to 15%, just to blue. And here's the big move, delay throws. Instead of leaving echo wet all the time, you automate the dry slash wet up briefly at the end of a phrase, then bring it right back down. Think into 4, 8, or 16 bar sections. That's where the crowd feels it as a transition, not as constant mush. Okay, now we polish it so it sits in the mix and still feels nasty. After echo, add saturator. Start with analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip if it helps. Then trim output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. We want density, not just volume. After that, EQ 8. High pass the siren around 120 to 250 Hz. You generally do not want siren sub fighting your bass. If it gets piercing, dip a bit in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. And if it's too fizzy on top, low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Extra mix coach tip. Check the siren against your snare fundamental. A lot of snares have body around 180 to 300 HC depending on the sample. If your siren's low mid stack there, the groove gets boxy. A small EQ dip in that zone can clean things up without making the siren feel thin. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to keep it controlled when you start performing it. Now we turn it into an instrument you can actually play. Select the whole chain. Operator, LFO, auto filter, echo, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor. Group it into an instrument rack. Create 8 macros and map them like this. Macro 1, sweep. Map it to operator pitch envelope amount, or global pitch if you prefer. This is your big woo-oh-oop control. Macro 2. Wobble rate. Map to LFO rate. Macro 3. Wobble depth. Map to LFO amount. Macro 4. Tone. Map to auto filter frequency. Macro 5. Rezo. Map to auto filter resonance. Macro 6. Dub throw. Map to echo dry slash wet. Macro 7. Feedback. Map to echo feedback. Macro 8. Dirt. Map to saturator drive. Now, one more macro that will save your life. A panic switch. Add utility somewhere in the rack, and map a macro to utility gain. Label it safe. Set the range from 0 dB down to minus infinity. If feedback goes wild during a take, you don't need to hunt around. One twist, you're safe and you keep the vibe. Now let's talk placement, because this is where it becomes jungle and not just a siren sound. Intro, like 8 to 16 bars. Keep it sparse. A couple hits, long tails, lots of space. You can slowly automate tone downward to make the intro feel like it's getting darker. Pre-drop tension, last 2 bars, increase sweep and do a bigger dub throw. A really classic move is a final hit right before the drop, like the last 8th note, and then cut it to silence. That negative space is the drama. The silence sells the drop. In the drop, minimal. 1 or 2 hits every 4 bars is plenty. Place them after fills, like end of bar 4, 8, or 16. You're answering the drummer, not yelling over them. Breakdown. Longer phrases, more feedback, less drums. That's where you can let the siren breathe. Let's do a quick 10-minute practice so you actually lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop with your break and bass. Program 4 MIDI notes for the siren. 1 short hit in bar 2. 2 quick hits in bar 4 like question and answer. And 1 hit in bar 8 with a big throw. Now record automation for sweep going up on bar 8, and dub throw jumping to maybe 30 to 50% just on that last hit, then back down immediately. Now export or just loop it and do the simplest mix check. Turn your monitors way down. At low volume, if the siren dominates, it's too loud. It should feel like seasoning, not the main ingredient. Common mistakes to watch for while you tweak. If it's too loud relative to the break, pull it down and recheck at low volume. If it's fighting the snare transient, move the MIDI or shorten the notes and release. If it has too much low end, high pass higher, like 150 to 250. If echo turns into mud, filter the delay more and reduce feedback into the 25 to 35 zone. And if you've automated everything, stop and automate one main macro per phrase, like sweep plus throw. That's it. A couple optional dark side upgrades if you want extra weight without ruining the mix. You can sidechain the siren gently to the kick or snare with a compressor after EQ. Ratio 2 to 1, fastish attack, medium release, and just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. It helps the break stay punchy. If you want it to feel like a sound system, you can add roar lightly after saturator, but keep it controlled. For key control, set your operator bass note to your track key, like F minor or G minor vibes, and if you're unsure, put a scale MIDI effect before operator. And remember the stereo rule. Keep the dry siren mostly mono. Put a utility before echo and set width around 0 to 30%. Let the echo tail provide the width. That way your center stays solid and your break doesn't smear. Recap so you can repeat this anytime. You built a classic jungle dub siren with operator, made it move with pitch envelope and an LFO, shaped it with a resonant low-pass filter, gave it dub space with echo, and polished it with saturation, EQ, and glue compression. Then you wrapped it all into a macro rack so you can perform it, record automation, and place it in the arrangement like a real jungle producer. Sparse, intentional, timed around fills and transitions. If you tell me your tempo, your key, and whether your break is clean or crunchy, I can suggest specific macro ranges so it's hard to accidentally push it into too much, and I can outline a simple 16-bar siren automation storyline that will fit your drop perfectly.